Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to our special Thanksgiving weekend episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. I hope that everyone is enjoying the holiday weekend and you came to the right place to cap it off. Last month, I randomly asked friends to give me one song that they are thankful for. And tonight our show is titled 18 Friends, Thankful for 18 Songs. I didn't ask anyone why their song had special meaning to them, although some of you were happy to tell me the reasons, and I could tell those reasons came from the heart. I'll post the set list on Facebook after the show, and feel free to comment on any of the songs, including if you want to tell us why you chose your song. I'm going to start it off with my song choice, kind of a bonus track since I'm not counted in the 18. I am thankful for everyone that I've met in my life travels, for good and for the bad. I feel that they've all made an impact, ever so slightly to greatly, on who I am today, perhaps through experience, inspiration, motivation, or just a better understanding of human diversity. Again, for good or for bad. I wish each and every one of them, and you who are listening tonight, all the happiness and wellness that the world can bestow upon you. This song by Dawes expresses those sentiments perfectly.
Late night drives and hot French fries and friends around the country, from Charlottesville to good old Santa Fe. When I think of you, you still got on that hat that says let's party. I hope that thing is never thrown away. I hope that life without a chaperone is what you thought it'd be. I hope your brother's El Camino runs forever. I hope the world that you've always been to me, and may all your favorite bands stay together. I'm just waking up and I'm not thinking clearly, so don't quote me. I hope that life without a
Thank you, everyone, for the moments and the memories. May peace be with you, and may all your favorite bands stay together. On to our first set of three songs that make you thankful, and Jennifer's Choice gets us rolling. This is Michael Franti.
Hold on, Selecta.
Luck I had was you, and I know one thing, that I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
You gone. I'm getting old and I need something. gonna let me in? I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin.
Gonna have to get some sun on your mind.
chose our only live song tonight. That was Mumford & Sons and Believe from their South African Dust and Thunder tour. It is also one of my favorites from one of our favorite live bands. And I know firsthand what this song means to her. Thank you, Faith, for sharing it with us. Kristen gave us Somewhere Only We Know by Keane, an English band formed in 1995. It was a new song to me, and I can see why she is so quick to offer it up. In fact, it made me curious enough to listen to a few other songs by Keane. Excellent band. And Jennifer started us off with Say Hey, I Love You by Michael Franti. And it's from his 2008 album, All Rebel Rockers. Her choice started our big Thanksgiving show because I think she responded first with this title within 30 seconds of me asking her. Our next set takes more of a classic rock turn. And Brian gets us started with Paul Simon.
Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. And though I know you fight me, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast. Oh, fading fast. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies, and leave a spray of diamonds in its way. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, or when you wake awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Close your weary eyes. Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it three times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. If I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. It looks so good. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the sky, and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes. When you wake up, little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast. Ooh, fading fast.
Living is easy with eyes closed. I mean it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Field forever. Strawberry
people like you that keep it turning. I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Thank you, Gary, for that great tune. Your Song by Elton John, off his second studio album, a self-titled release in 1970. Three Dog Night recorded it first on one of their albums with Elton's permission while he was their opening act on a tour. They saved the single release for him, though. Tyler chose Strawberry Fields Forever, the classic Beatles track from their 1967 Magical Mystery Tour album. One of two performing musicians that contributed tonight, Tyler found a lot of inspiration to pursue his craft with this track. He calls it one of the most perfect songs out there. And we began the set with our other performing artist, Brian, who used this song to sing his child to sleep. And it was Paul Simon's St. Judy's Comet. A great tune from his 1973 LP, There Goes Rhymin' Simon. I completely forgot about this song, and thanks to Brian for bringing it back for me. On to set three, and a little country, a little southern, and a whole lot of rock is featured in this set. And Bruce will kick it off with Pure Prairie League. Thank you.
lights before just faded in the gray. Can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Longer if I do, yeah, now. Amy, what you wanna do? I think
yourself to scream, cause there are things going on that you don't know. Well, if you don't know what I mean, won't you stand up and scream, cause there are things going on you don't know. Tell it, tell it, tell it.
Sean made the excellent choice of the Eagles' Tequila Sunrise, which was actually the first song that Glenn Frey and Don Henley wrote together, and it may be the first song that Sean ever knew the words to. Thank you, my friend. I knew it was going to happen, and she didn't fail me. Nita, one of the biggest Lynyrd Skynyrd fans I know, brought in Things Going On, a song that Nita feels means as much today with how the world is as it did back in the 70s. And we began our set with Bruce's pick, Pure Prairie League and Amy, a song that was originally released on her 1972 album, Busting Out, but wasn't released as a single until 3 years later in 1975 as the track built popularity on radio stations. Thank you, Bruce, for that classic. Okay, set number four. You guys ready to rock? This is a good one, a good time to crank it up with three of the best rock songs out there, starting with Lori's pick of AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
I know the reason why Rick picked ELO's Strange Magic, but to be honest, I'm just glad he asked for it because it's such a damn good song that I don't listen to often enough. This is one that I was tempted to play a live version. Great choice, Rick. We can all agree that Rockin' in the Free World is an anthem that will always stand the test of time, and we thank Nina for putting it on the set list. If you ever saw her drive by you with a van full of kids, you probably heard this Neil Young classic blasting out of Nina's windows. Lori left me a little thunderstruck when she asked for this AC/DC song, but I liked her reason why we heard it tonight. Every song played tonight has a meaning or a memory, and Lori shared a proud mama moment for this one. Moving right along to set number 5. Which makes me feel like a real DJ sending out dedications to longtime partners. And this set includes our only married couple. But first, we're going to start with Gwen's song by Orleans.
Thank you. leather jacket with the patches on the back. You're my precious metal girl. Battles lost and won with the LA guns for the Aquanet in your hairdo. When the neon lights stop shining, I see you like a silver lining. You're my precious metal girl, my best friend in the world. Look like you could have been in Fast the Pussy like you could have been in Fast a Pussycat in your leather jacket with the patches on the back. You're my precious metal girl.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they never tear us apart.
That was In Excess and Never Tear Us Apart, submitted by Jill. And before that was Precious Metal Girl by Weezer, offered up by her husband, Randy. Both are loyal listeners and contributors to the show, and I want to give them a special thanks for being great friends of mine and great friends of the Rock This Town Radio with TC Podcast. And I hope this doesn't sound stupid, but especially thanks for being with each other. All right, Gwen began this set with Still the One by Orleans, a big song for the band in 1976 when it reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Johanna Hall wrote this song when a friend asked why so many songs are about breaking up in troubled relationships and so few are about staying together. And I think that's the very reason why Gwen chose Still the One. Nice choice indeed. We made it to our last set, and certainly not the least. In fact, I saved the most intriguing songs for last. None of the three contributors told me why they chose these songs, but they all knew that my curiosity would dig for the meanings in the lyrics. Beth opens this set with Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know Carl is a huge Jethro Tull fan, so it's no surprise that he picked this Ian Anderson song, Walk Into the Light, Walk Into Light, which is the title track from Anderson's debut studio album released in 1983. We'll be talking to Carl in a minute. Perhaps he will enlighten us in 25 words or less, I hope. Before Carl's choice was Mary's Offering, Midnight Oil, and The Dead Heart off their sixth studio album, Diesel and Dust, which featured their big hit, Beds Are Burning, as an opening track. The LP is a concept album about the struggles of Indigenous Australians and environmental causes. I'm quite sure that's why Mary's mind was when she picked this Midnight Oil song. And our final set began with an excellent choice by Beth. We messaged back and forth on a couple of songs, and she may have wanted to add to the show, but she certainly hit home when she picked a Junior Walker and the All-Stars tune. What Does It Take to Win Your Love? It was a huge hit for Walker and Motown in 1969, and knowing a little about Beth and her musical knowledge, this may have been the perfect song for her to pick. It has many of the elements of what I think she loves about music. And I just want to give you a quick little history on this song. The backing band was the Funk Brothers, a group of Motown sessions musicians who, in some variation of the 13 verified members that had been in the band, played on each of Motown's 100-plus R&B number one singles and on 50-plus pop number one singles from Motown Detroit years of 1961 to 1972. To everyone who contributed to the show tonight and to everyone else listening in, thank you so much for being part of the special Thanksgiving weekend edition of Rock This Town Radio with TC. Perhaps we'll do another show with your songs in the near future. Stick around for this week's birthdays in the music world, which will include three more songs by artists with birthdays this week. Okay, Carl, I'm sure you've been digging this show tonight.
Absolutely. This has been really, really good. Thank you, TC, and thank you to everyone who's contributed. Just a note on the song that I picked. Basically, most of the songs that mean something to me come from my anger and situations and just a lot of that. And when you said what songs to be thankful for, I thought that a song that made me forget about that, to step into the joy, walk into the light, and to turn away from all that sadness and move on with a good attitude. That's why I picked that song.
And that's perfect then. Absolutely perfect. Yeah, you know, I wasn't even familiar with that song. And I'm a big Jethro Tull too, but I don't think I listened to a whole lot of his solo stuff. But
solo stuff is amazing. So just want to put that out there.
I'll have to jump into that. Okay, I'm going to keep this moving because we are, running up against time, and I want to make sure we get our birthday songs in. But you're going to come in after the birthday songs, and we'll talk about what's going on this week. All right?
Absolutely. Buddy?
Okay, time for the birthdays for the week. I'm going to zip through the abbreviated list of those still with us, so we can get to the birthday songs. One note that I was errant last week's show with two deceased artists saying their birthdays were yesterday, but they're actually today. Eddie Rabbit, born on this day in 1941, died in 1998. And Jimi Hendrix, born on this day in 1942 and died in 1970. And let's get to the list. Monday, Berry Gordy is 93, Randy Newman is 79, and Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron will be 60. Tuesday, John Mayall turns 89, and Chuck Mangione will be 82. On Wednesday, Billy Idol will be 67. Thursday is Bette Midler's 78th birthday, and Gilbert O'Sullivan, the one-hit wonder, actually had two, will be 76. On Friday, internationally known radio rock show podcaster TC will be 65. Yeah, that's me. Okay. And I share my birthday with bassist sensation Tal Wilkenfeld, who will be 36. And on Saturday, Ozzy Osbourne, will be 74. We have three songs by artists who have birthdays this week. Let's start it off with Felix Cavallari.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead. Anything we like to do.
another love like mine. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no better, baby. But there's no if and but or maybe. You're gonna miss my love. You're gonna miss my love.
Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine.
That was one-hit wonder Billy Paul and his 1972 chart topper, Me and Mrs. Jones. Billy was born December 1st, 1934, and died in 2016. Lou Rawls was also born on December 1st, but in 1936. That was his classic 1976 hit, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Lou Rawls died in 2006. We started with the Young Rascals and their 1967 song, Groovin'. Singer-songwriter Felix Cavalieri will be 78 on Tuesday. There's an excellent live version of this song on YouTube from one of the Ringo Starr All-Star Band tours. Okay, Carl, what's coming up this week on Deviant Legion Network?
Okay, so housekeeping.
Hit me, baby.
Okay, so tomorrow... Vicky Loves Sci-Fi debuts on the Deviant Legion. She had been doing shows with Stephen over on KSDAD until Stephen gets back into this groove of things. She's going to come over to our network and give us all the sci-fi news and science news and everything that's going on sci-fi and science. So that's tomorrow. On Tuesday, which is the 29th at 8 p.m., we've got a commentary watch on one of my favorite films, sort of like a prelude to all our Christmas stuff that we're doing next month. And that is Gremlins 2, The New Batch. And trust me, if you haven't seen this, you're going to have a blast. And you're going to love the commentary because I friggin' love this film. Okay, on Thursday, we are very, very happy to welcome back a very good friend of ours, Scooter McRae. Scooter is a film director, and he had two particular films in the 90s in the directed DVD sense. One was Shatterdead, which came out with a 4K restoration last year, and this year his follow-up, 16 Tongues, is coming out. Scooter is a great friend. He's a wonderful guy, and you're going to really enjoy the show. And so that's coming up on Thursday. And then let me just check things here. Adam is not on Friday, but on Saturday, I know that we're going to be doing a commentary watch, our first Christmas commentary watch, but that's not set in stone. I'm waiting for John Killian to get back to me on that. So that's what we got so far on Deviant Legion.
Okay, and then next Sunday, it is, what I call it? It's my damn birthday live. And my birthday is actually Friday, like I said. And so Sunday, I'm going to play some of my favorite bands and some of my favorite songs live. And I timed it out. Okay, this is a two-hour show. I'm going to have an hour and 37 minutes of music next Tuesday or next Sunday. So it's less talk, more rock. I'll shut the hell up, and we'll just play some great tunes. What do you think of that? I might even let you talk a little,
Carl. I
think
that's great, man. I'm looking forward to that.
So that's what's going on then. And like Carl said, with you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episode archives, whenever it works for you. Carl, thanks for always for stalking my show.
Again, absolutely. I'm your stalker.
And I'll tell you what, this one was a lot of fun. And we'll do something again, you know, with listeners. Maybe I'll do a mushy Valentine's show or something like that. You know, something I wouldn't play, but hey, I'll tell you what, I might just retire after I saw the set list. These people come up. How am I going to top that, Carl?
I don't know. I think you will, though. I have faith in you, my friend.
Now I'm inspired to do better because I found out I got 18 friends who can blow me out of this studio chair. But I really appreciate everybody who contributed and everybody who listened. I always say that I do these shows for my enjoyment. And if anybody listens in, it's a bonus. I hope that you come back every Sunday night or any Sunday night or check us out in the episodes. There's a lot of good stuff we've all done in the past. Anything else, Carl?
No, I think we're pretty well set. Don't forget to go for your YouTube page, too.
That's my next thing after I get rid of you, man.
Okay, so I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos I've shot at shows around the country with 260 songs on there. I'm sure there's something you'll find to enjoy. That's TCC77 on YouTube. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I hope you have a safe and happy week. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.